Hello, and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, business mentor for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here, we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, sign up for my free masterclass on the three steps to book high-paying clients consistently in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hi, everyone. I am back for another episode this week. And for this one, I have a nice solo episode here. So I am going to talk about the fastest way to build a full-time business. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because to me, a lot of times people really overcomplicate the whole goal of growing full-time as an entrepreneur, when in reality, it's truly not as complicated as we make it out to be. And I know at this time, a lot of people may be reevaluating things, and maybe they do want to get out of their corporate job. Maybe they want to do work they love and get paid well for it. Maybe they want to have more flexibility and control over their time and over their days. Or maybe they just want to continue like working from home after the pandemic. Like maybe you're working from home now and you know eventually your office is going to have everybody go back into the office. And before that point comes, maybe you would love to be able to create something full time where you can continue the work from home thing. And so now that I have actually been full-time for 2 years, I have left corporate America 2 years ago. It was September 2018. So everything I'm going to talk about here is literally from actual real life experience. And so, like I said, now that I've been doing this stuff full-time for 2 years, I really, really see that building a full-time business is actually very, very simple. And really, the more simple you keep it, the easier it's going to be for you and the faster it's going to be for you too. And the reason why it's very simple is because my recommendation is, if you want to create something full-time fast, is to do it as a service-based business and do it as a service-based business that sells your service at a premium rate. And a premium rate at minimum would be like $1,000 at a total bottom. But of course, you want to go up to eventually like $3,000 and $5,000 and more for whatever your service is. And this is truly the easiest and the fastest way to do it if you want to become a full-time entrepreneur and you want to do something that is extremely low risk. And there's like five main reasons, like really specific reasons I recommend doing it as a service-based business. First reason is because you don't have to get a business loan. Like a lot of people get freaked out when they think about starting a business because a lot of times they think about it in the traditional brick and mortar sense of starting a business. And those businesses are very risky. They do involve a lot more costs. But with an online business, you don't need a business loan. There's nothing to get a loan for. So that is a top benefit there. You can basically get started with your work ethic and some type of skill that you know how to do, and you can render a service for people. And that's all you need. You don't need a business loan to get a skill or to put your skill out there to other people. And the second benefit is you don't need employees to get started. You can be a solopreneur and do just fine and be on track to six figures and replacing your corporate income by yourself. Like it's not something where you have to go out and you have to, again, with the brick and mortar business, of course, they definitely need a staff to fill their store or to render the cash, keep the cash register going and keep the stuff shelves stocked and cook the food if it's a restaurant. But you're not a restaurant if you're selling a service, you're not a store. All you're doing is offering a service to someone else. So you can do that yourself and you don't have to go out and spend money on any employees. You don't have to go through the process of like hiring a bunch of people to get started. That stuff, if you do want to eventually hire so you can grow, you can always do that later once you're ready to scale. But just to get started, you can do it with just you as a solopreneur. And then the third benefit is that there's no equipment required. So again, there's low cost. Like, you don't have to go out, like if you were starting like a lawn care business or something, you have to go out and buy a bunch of lawn equipment and get all the stuff together. Or if you were starting like a something where you were doing custom shirts or something, you have to buy all the equipment to print the shirts. Like, you don't have to do any of that to sell a service. All you need is a laptop, which most people probably do have. And then even if you don't, of course, there's a good amount of stuff you can do on your cell phone, depending on the kind of service that you offer. But anyway, but you don't need any expensive equipment. The fourth benefit is you can work from anywhere with a service business as long as there is some Wi-Fi. So you can be sitting in your living room doing it. You can be sitting at Starbucks doing it. You can be in the airport waiting on your flight working, or you can even be on a trip working, even though I don't know if you want to spend your time working on your trip, but if you wanted to, you could. So again, it's very easy because with most services, you're not landlocked. Like, you don't have to be in a physical location to work with your clients. Like, even before the pandemic happened, I was already a Zoom professional because that was how I talked to everybody who was a client. Like, we had all of our client meetings through Zoom. I'm working with people I'm based in the Atlanta area, but I was working with clients all over, from like Dallas to California to New York to DC to Chicago, Florida. So you can be plugged in to clients all over, no matter where you work. And even a friend of mine has been down in Tulum, working in Tulum, offering services. And he's working with clients like in the US and just all over. And he's not even in the US right now. So, so you can't tell me like there's nothing truly easier than that. And then the next piece that's a benefit is that you don't have to pay for any physical products. So with e-commerce stores, I know that's a great business too, but that one is a little bit more risky because you do kind of the drop ship thing, you can just get stuff printed on demand. But if you get stuff printed in advance, and you have to spend all this money for it and hope you can sell it so you don't waste your money, like, that can be expensive in itself. So with the service, again, you're selling something that's a skill, something that you know how to do, some kind of knowledge in your head. So you don't have to pay for anything up front. And then the final thing that's a benefit is that you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on advertising or like have this huge audience and all this huge exposure, because with a service-based business where you sell the service at a premium, you can be profitable with a tiny, tiny audience. I literally only had 283 email subscribers when I left my job 2 years ago. And I was still able to come out and replace my corporate income, making $65,000 my first calendar year full time. This was after barely making any money over several years. So this was kind of a shocker for me. But like I said, it just proves what I'm about to say here in these five steps, that if you do things properly, you can be on track to make money so much faster versus when you were doing stuff that wastes time. So as you can see from these benefits here, it is practically risk-free to create a service business, and especially if you want to do it full-time. So a lot of times people, to me, they get too caught up in all of this stuff like, oh my gosh, entrepreneurship is so risky and it's so hard and there could be failure and all that kind of stuff. But what they don't tell you when they say stuff like that is that typically they're talking about the more high-risk business models, like the ones where you do need a loan, the ones where you do have to go hire a bunch of staff, the ones where you do have to go out and buy a bunch of equipment. Like, all of that stuff is certainly risky. It does require a little bit more risk tolerance there. There's probably more room for failure because you have more money going out than probably you have coming in for a while. But if you're doing a service, all that stuff is just kind of irrelevant for you at that point. So don't allow other people or even just societal standards to make you think that it's equally as risky to do a service. Like, if you're doing a service, you're on a completely different plane from people who are doing other business models. So it's pretty much risk-free. And you can build that full-time service-based business, in my opinion, if you are following these five steps I'm about to share here. you can be full-time to me in a year or less. Like, it's really up to you to follow the steps that I'm going to share. And then it's up to you on if you decide to really take action. Because for the most part, most people, they make this stuff seem so complicated and they sit around for years barely making any money because they're just dragging the process out and they're not following these five steps. And when you see people like that, don't allow that to ruin your perspective either, because those are people who probably are don't know how to do marketing properly. They're probably making bad business decisions. They're probably not even working on the business consistently. They're probably really inconsistent. So there's typically, if you see somebody kind of like stalling out and taking years upon years to get a quote unquote service business off the ground, is something that they're doing that's making it take that long. Like, it does not take that long. Because like I said, once I implemented these five steps in my own life, I was someone who was working on the side of my 9-to-5, trying to figure out which service I wanted to go with and just dabbling in like photography to web design to blogging and selling blog ebooks and all that kind of crap. And over about a period of about 3 years, I probably said this before, I only made about $2,000 because I was doing all the wrong things. Like, these five steps that I'm going to share, I wasn't doing this stuff. So this is why I was just pretty much stalling out, just kind of wasting a bunch of time. I pretty much had like an unpaid hobby. And so once I quit my job in 2018, I quit with no clients booked, 283 email subscribers, and then 6 months of money saved. And I was like, I'm going to just go hard on the things that I know to do now, because I had spent a year selling marketing software to entrepreneurs. So I pretty much kind of knew like what to do. And then a little bit of the stuff I kind of knew what to do before I even quit too, but I just had all this mindset stuff slowing me down. So at that point, I was like, I'm going to do what I know I need to be doing now, and I'm going to see if I can get different results. And again, I went from making less than $2,000 over about 3 years, just trying to sell some services and like a $30 ebook, to making $65,000 my first calendar year. And within a year and a half, I had crossed $100,000 by just doing the right things. So this is really the purpose of this podcast, is to truly just show you that starting a full-time service business is not difficult. It's not out of reach. It does require certain strategies. But again, even when you know like what the strategies are that you need to leverage and use, and the ones that maybe you need to avoid, then that's going to give you fuel and ammunition to move forward with too. And knowing what to do and having clarity on what to do is going to make it easier for you as well. And so the first step that I recommend is making sure you focus on becoming the best at one service. So this is where I definitely messed up in the beginning. But I will say, if you are super new and you're just still not sure what to do, maybe you do need a little bit of time to just kind of experiment and try different services until you figure out which one you really want to build your business on. And that's sort of what I was doing, I guess, when I was kind of going back and forth between a little bit of photography and a little bit of web design. And again, the blogging piece. So I was just trying to kind of experiment. I had a little bit of interest in all of it. And so I was in this bit of a soul searching type of phase at that point. But once I decided to go full time, I knew I wanted to go all in on the web design piece. And that was what I chose to build my business on back then, until I switched over to becoming the business mentor through my program that I do now with a successful service provider. So once I focused on becoming the best at that one service, my work quality immensely improved, which helped me attract more clients. I was able to position myself as more of an expert at what I did, because clients actually viewed me as an expert. Like, before I had narrowed down to that one service, I could really only get inquiries from people who knew me already. So like people who knew me from school or from work or something like that. And I could hardly get any inquiries from like strangers through the internet. So I wasn't even charging that much back then. Back then I was only charging like $500 at the most. And a lot of the stuff I did was either free or really, really cheap, to where it might as well have been free. But once I decided to hone in and position myself as that expert at that one thing, I was able to get inquiries from people who weren't familiar with me. I ended up getting overbooked with $2,000 clients and eventually doubled the rates to $5,000. So when you are really focused on becoming the best at one thing, you make yourself really, again, better at what you do, which is crucial to help you book more clients, because people want to work with someone who's going to be the best, who's going to do a good job. And if you're doing too many different things, you don't really have a ton of room to be the master at whatever it is that you do. Like, you want to be on mastery level at whatever the service is that you provide for people. And the best way to do that is to specialize. And then you also can come off as that master, as the best in the eyes of other people too. So that's the first step. Like, once you do your experimentation, if you're experimenting, that's totally fine. Like, take your time, experiment, figure out what you like, because you want to pick something that you're going to like, because of doing a business, it does require, even though it's low risk, it does require many hours of work to get your stuff off the ground. So you definitely want to pick something that you're going to like. So once you finish experimentation and you know what your one thing is going to be, then focus on becoming the best at that as your first step. And step two is to let the mindset trash go. Like, this is the number one reason why people make it take forever to build a service-based business. Like, there are so many things that we tell ourselves that really, really, really slow us down. Like, we may tell ourselves we have to prepare and do XYZ over here first, or get some extra certification, or get some, take some extra class, or like, I don't know, like be having 10 years of experience doing whatever it is. And we may also like let little things derail us. Like, if some unexpected obstacle comes up, instead of getting right back on the horse and continuing to go, we typically a lot of times will give up, especially if you're maybe in a job, even though you may not like it, but you still have another source of income. So you're not necessarily having to be forced to push through little obstacles that come up. And so instead of becoming a problem solver, somebody that can solve problems and keep pushing, you become someone who's just like, oh, this is just tough. I'm just going to stop here. I'm about to just give up. This is really annoying. And I'll just work my job and come back and just start back on my Netflix binges. But the mindset stuff is the biggest obstacle. And it's what makes people work off and on. It's what makes people slow down. It's what makes people take forever to make decisions. It's what makes people chase after this false sense of perfection. Like, nothing is ever going to be perfect as you start a business. Like, you're just going to have to start at the best point you can start where you are. And a lot of things you continue to improve and tweak and evolve and elevate as you go. And if you keep letting your mindset get in your way, like a lot of people do, this is why you may see people online who claim they sell a service and you're looking at them like, are they even making any money? Like, where are their clients at? Or why do they just barely have clients? Or you may be wondering, like, why is it taking them so long? Like, why are they still in a job if they claim they say sell this service? And if you peel back the layers and you start talking to them and you hear how they speak, you'll hear that it's their mindset. Because this was me like a few years ago. Like, I would get discouraged if I wasn't booking the right kinds of clients who weren't really taking me seriously. And instead of trying to figure out how to book better clients, I just got discouraged. I would just kind of stop. And then with learning how to charge a higher rate, I didn't really put in the time to figure that out. I just kept staying in the cycle of undercharging and barely making any money. So I was doing all this work and having really nothing to show for it. And this is why it was taking me forever. Like, it wasn't the fact that what I was doing was extremely complicated or just hard. It was just me doing the wrong things and not having the right mindset to figure out what were the right things that I needed to do. So if you're serious about creating a full-time business, you have to keep check on your mindset and don't let little normal things that may come up derail you. Don't allow yourself to become stagnant. Make sure you are going to commit to yourself by letting your mindset trash go. Like, to me, this needs to be like a personal commitment to you and to your goal and your vision for yourself. So like, if you have like a vision to be able to quit your job like in a year or something like that, You need to commit to that goal. And then you look backwards and be like, okay, I know over this course of this year, I know things are going to come up. I know there may be things that come up that I don't know how to do. I know there may be certain situations that come up that I don't know how to handle. But I also believe in myself to be able to figure it out. And I want my goal bad enough to continue working until I figure this out. And so when you make a personal commitment to yourself and you just kind of are like aware that mindset stuff is going to come up and you still have your goal in mind, then that's going to help you keep going. And that can help you to build that full-time business in a year or less. Because like I said, this stuff doesn't take that long, but it's the mindset and it's people's thinking that drags it out, and all that self-doubt and all that kind of stuff, just making them stop doing the work or maybe doing the work at a lower quality because they just don't believe in themselves. That's what makes it take a long time. So make sure you check your mindset and you let that stuff go. Like anything that may be making you feel doubtful or like holding you back from doing what you need to do, let that stuff go and make a commitment to your actual goal. And then the third step, once you are confident in your ability to go reach the goal, you're just confident in your ability to try. Like you're not going to feel 100% confident from the start, but at least you are confident enough to know that you're going to try and you're not going to just sit down and give up. So then the third step is to create your plan. And so this is where a lot of people mess up too. Like they don't have a clear plan on like, what are they trying to sell and what's the pricing going to look like and how many do they need to sell every month and how do they get in front of and get the right kinds of clients attracted to them to book the number of spots that they need to book every month. Like all of that stuff has to be extremely intentional. Because I can even tell you, like when I was taking on web design clients in the beginning, I did work with new entrepreneurs. I eventually shifted my target audience to experienced entrepreneurs because I can't tell you how many new entrepreneurs hadn't even thought about what their prices were going to be or how many units of their package did they need to sell every month to make the amount of money they want to make. They didn't even have monthly income goals. And I'm like, why are you talking to me about spending $5,000 on a website package and you don't even know what you're doing over here yet? Like, what's your ROI going to be? Like, do you need to sell two $2,500 packages to pay yourself back to pay for my services? Or it's like, you need to be thinking as a business owner like that. And so this is a lot of what my program and also my masterclass will help you kind of address to start thinking about, okay, what's my packaging going to look like? What's the pricing need to be? And then how can you make yourself appealing to higher end clients? Because what a lot of people don't realize is that there's two totally different segments of the market that you can target in terms of pricing. So if you're not trying to charge a premium rate, there's certain types of marketing strategies that you can use that will appeal to the cheap folks, or like you can really keep your marketing super simple and generic and extremely watered down if you're not charging premium. But if you want to charge a premium, like you want to come out here with a package that's over $1,000, maybe eventually get to the point where you're selling a $5,000 package and even more, there's a certain type of marketing that you have to do, a totally different way that your business will have to operate so you can do that successfully. Because just because you put a higher price tag on something and you think people should pay it, that doesn't mean they actually are going to pay it. Like this is a huge mistake that a lot of people make too, because they don't take the time to learn, like, how do I appeal to higher end clients? And then they get stuck just thinking that the whole world is cheap and that nobody values what they do. And that's not true. That means that you're doing your marketing wrong and you're appealing to the wrong types of people. And you're not taking the time to figure out how to appeal to higher end people in the market, because there's a whole different piece of the world out there. Like people who do have disposable income to spend and people who understand that if they want something done well and they want it done right the first time, like it's going to cost money, because a lot of times some people, the ones who are looking for quality, they see a cheap price as a red flag. Like they maybe have been burned before by getting something done at a cheaper rate. And they know that if they get something done for too cheap, that it's not going to be that great. So these people, if they see something that's too cheap, they don't even want that. So your goal needs to be to figure out, like, how can I get in front of these higher paying people, these people who want quality, and what can I do and say in my marketing and in my discovery calls, like on your website and all that, to make sure you're able to appeal to those people. And so if you're wanting to figure that out, then you can definitely get into my masterclass that I mentioned. The link is in the show notes, and it talks about the three steps to book high paying clients consistently. So that way you're actually positioning yourself and you're putting yourself in the position and in the category to be looked at as a good option to those higher end clients. Because a lot of people don't realize that they actually are taking themselves out of the market from the high-end clients because they are marketing the wrong way and they don't look like that premium option when you look at them online. And you don't want to do that to yourself because that, again, that's going to also make your progress to building a profitable business selling a service. It's going to make it take longer too. And being able to attract those premium level people, it can be done even as a beginner when you are putting in place the right marketing strategies and you know how to talk properly on your discovery calls to be able to attract those people, and you know how to give them a good client experience to make it feel elevated and professional as they work with you. So a lot of times people try to disqualify themselves from charging premium, even if they're new, because they think in terms, to me, this reminds me of when you're looking for a job and they tell you you need like 5 to 6 years of experience to qualify for a certain job. But that's not true in business. Like in business, a client only cares if you're able to fulfill on the work. Like they don't really care like how many copywriting projects have you finished, or how many people have you trained with your fitness program, or how many websites have you built? Like no client really cares about that. Like even somebody gave me the analogy recently too. Like if you take your car to the mechanic, you're not sitting there like, so how many cars have you fixed in the last 2 days? Like, so I can make sure you can fix my car. Like people don't really care. They just care that you're going to give them the outcome that you promised them. And they care that it's going to be a good client experience when they work with you. Like people don't want a terrible experience, like all the bad communication and being difficult to work with. Like they don't want that. But if you can give that good client experience and you fulfill on what you say you're going to do, that's all they care about. And you can charge premium right out of the gate as a new entrepreneur, because I recommend to go no lower than $1,000 as you're starting out and to go up with your service from there. So if you want to figure out like, how can I position myself as that premium expert, whether you are beginning and just starting out, or even if you're experienced, you're just trying to figure out how to stop undercharging and how to get to those higher end folks, make sure you check out that masterclass, because this is the most crucial part to be able to be on that full-time track within a year or less. Because once you understand how to use these strategies, then you can be getting booked out with those premium clients. And then you'll be able to be on track to leaving your job and making real money off of your services faster, instead of just having like hobby money. I always call it like gas money or something. Like if you're out here doing stuff for like $100 or $50, like not a lot you can do with that. You can get you some gas or some groceries. But if you want to make like rent money or mortgage money, you need to be figuring out how to do this stuff at a premium and how to get those premium people to appeal. How to make yourself appealing to those premium people. So get that masterclass for those details there. And then the fourth step, so once you have the service that you want to sell, you've knocked out your mindset trash, and you're like, okay, I am focused, I have a goal. Then the fourth step is you want to make sure you give yourself like specific deadlines for each piece as you grow the business. So maybe like your first month, maybe you just want to get started on marketing the first month and just get your feet wet. And maybe you want to book your first client within like 30 days or maybe 60 days, depending on how small your audience is. But just giving yourself little specific goals and deadlines is huge because it gives you something to work towards. Because I was guilty of this when I was side hustling, but I never gave myself any specific goals. I was just kind of out there like, yeah, somebody wants some pictures. Okay, $25, let's go. Or, oh, you want a logo? Okay, that'll be $50. Let's do the logo. And it was just so random and just sporadic. Like I didn't even have like a certain like income goal number in mind of like, did I want to book like $200-$500 websites that month? Like that was my baseline cheap price when I first got started with websites. So I barely booked anybody and I didn't really give myself any deadlines. So give yourself some kind of deadline. Like, do you want to be hitting your 2 client a month goal within 6 months? Do you want to be able to get enough discovery calls scheduled? Like you're going to need a certain number of discovery calls scheduled to hit your goals. So is your goal to get 8 discovery calls scheduled for the second month that you start marketing and that kind of thing. So start to give yourself like specific numbers and specific deadlines around when you want to hit different milestones. And then again, even if you wanted to be on track to like replace your corporate income in like a year, then tell yourself that and be like, I'm going to be on track to replace my corporate income after I do all this building up within a year. So whatever that could look like, whether it's the $5,000 a month, that's kind of pretty average for most folks. So if you want to be able to be at that consistent $5,000 a month within a year, then make that your goal. And if you are super consistent with the work, you maybe could hit it early, like I said. So give yourself specific income deadlines and specific time frames for when are you trying to do it. And then the fifth step, this is the last one, is to make sure you work without getting discouraged. So as you're starting out new online, anything new, that's the slowest time. A lot of times people, they can't get through the slow times when they're new because they don't realize that it's slow for everybody when you're new. Like everybody feels like you're talking into a void and like nobody's really listening because you're just starting out. And so the way you get your audience up, you get your engagement up and you start to get noticed and booked is you have to push through even through the times when it's slow. Like as you grow your brand online, as you grow your audience, as you get those first few clients, and you can't give up and just sit it out because you're looking at people who already have established brands and established audiences. And you're just kind of looking at them like, oh, they must have got followers like overnight. Like nobody got followers overnight. They may have just got a head start on you, maybe because they started several years ago, which again, it's why you need to start ASAP and stop procrastinating on whatever it is, because the sooner you start, the sooner your audience building can get off the ground, because it takes time to build an audience. But you just have to learn how to work through the slow beginning phases without getting discouraged. And as like I said, as long as you know what the actions are that you need to be taking to be able to book those higher end clients, like you're practically, to me, guaranteed to be successful if you put in the work and you continue to watch and see what kind of results are you getting. If you see you need to tweak something and make a little change to get a better result, then you do it. But that all depends on you and whether or not you're the type who's going to get discouraged and keep quitting all the time, making stuff really, really take a long time, or if you're going to just be persistent and you're going to just be pushing through, like jumping every hurdle that may come up. And then once you get those first few clients too, this is also how you can be more successful even with a small audience. Because in my training too, in the masterclass, I also talk about the importance of impressing your clients. And I talk about what makes an impressive client experience. So that way you can book even more clients from the people that you already work with. So this kind of cuts down on your marketing. And this also helps you to really, really thrive with a small audience because you're able to get connected to more great clients through the clients who you've already worked with. And this is super important because as you start to get into the premium client market, people who don't mind paying a premium for something and who want quality, they usually associate with other people who think the same way. So they associate with like colleagues and like friends who also wouldn't want a cheap web designer or wouldn't want a cheap copywriter or who want to get like a good high-end trainer. Like they typically hang in the same kind of circles. So if you can impress those first few that you get, that's basically what I did. Because I didn't have a network of people who just had a lot of disposable income to sell my stuff to. I had to like build my brand. I had to market in that strategic way and really get myself out there to attract those first few people. And as I impressed them, that attracted more clients. And even the last couple of folks, even though I'm doing the mentorship with my program now, but the last couple of folks I worked with, they came through referrals. And like one was a financial advisor, one was in like mortgage, home mortgage stuff. So these are people who were definitely making great money, but because I was out there building my brand and I impressed my client who referred them to me. Well, one came from one client and then the second one came from the next client. And so because I impressed them, those are people who I got without even marketing the service. So anyway, so this is why it's important to just hang in there in the beginning, because it just takes that first client. It takes maybe those first few 5 or 6 people to connect you to like 5 or 6 more people. Then they connect you to 5 or 6 more people. And before you know it, you have a whole ripple effect and you're connected to like 25, 30 people and you have this great pool of clients. And this is what helps you be successful without a huge social media following. So I know you may be seeing people sometimes online who you may be like, how are they making enough money in their business that they barely have followers? And if they sell a service, it's typically because they are good at impressing their clients and they're good at getting referrals from those clients, which both anybody can do it with the right strategies for sure. So those are the 5 steps to make sure you're able to create a full-time business fast. And if you start with those steps right now, you could literally be quitting your job this time next year or sooner. And the other option could be you could continue doing what you're doing now and you could delay your progress. You can still be sitting there talking about how much you hate your boss or how much you feel treated unfairly at work and wondering why you keep getting looked over for the promotions and and just maybe making excuses about why now wasn't a good time or what else you may need to do or accomplish first before you start. Like I heard it all before. We all have the same excuses and we all allow it to make us sit there in circumstances where we really don't even want to be. And so the only way that you can get out of circumstances that you don't like or you don't want is if you step into your power to make a change and you decide to commit to bringing that change to fruition. Because again, a lot of people, they claim they want change. They claim they want things to be better for themselves. But when it comes to doing the work to create that better outcome, they just, for some reason, they freeze up, they sit there and they don't do anything. And as a result, they keep living the same life year after year, day after day, and just wondering why things aren't changing and getting better. And even me, I felt like that at some points in the corporate world, because for about 7 years, I continued to just go around to different companies, going from job to job, essentially kind of doing the same job, just in different companies, hoping maybe something would be quote unquote better at another company. And I didn't like any of the jobs. It's just, I didn't like necessarily working in corporate sales. I didn't really like the corporate environment. So no matter what I did to continue doing the same thing on that same path, I continued to just feel like I was out of place and didn't really like working in the corporate world, especially as a Black woman in corporate. Like I just didn't want to deal with it. So I knew the only way to make a change in my life was going to be to just build my own thing and to give myself the opportunity to call the shots, to make my own schedule, to say yes or no to the projects I wanted to work with or didn't want to work with, and to start my day whenever I feel like starting my day, not have to answer to anybody, not have to look to somebody to give me a promotion and to get more money. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be free of all that stuff. Like, I don't even know how I would even react being put back in that environment now after 2 years of just dealing with myself. So anyway, so the path that you works for you or that you end up on is up to you and the decisions that you make today. And just know that the people who are going to see the most success at the end of 2021, those are people who are going to start working towards that success right now. And you don't want to be looking at Instagram or looking at Facebook and admiring somebody else's business growth and looking at, oh my gosh, they really pulled it off or they really did a great job and they're making this business happen. And you're sitting there feeling bad feeling like, dang, I should have started a year ago too. Like I could have been so far. Like you don't want that to be your reality next year. Like you want to be the person who people are looking at and being like, wow, I can't believe she really did it. Like she really built this thing. Like she could really quit her job right now, like from her own business in her living room. That's crazy. So you want to be that person, and becoming that person just depends on you and what you decide to do today in this moment, because creating a service business is the fastest business, it's the easiest business, and it's the most low risk business that you can do if you want to create something full time. And again, if you need some help to figure out how can you get on track to attracting those higher paying clients, even as a beginner, this does not matter if you are a beginner or if you're experienced, and it doesn't matter. Like as long as you implement what I'm teaching in my masterclass, it will show you how to attract those higher paying people. And so if you want to figure that out, make sure you sign up right now for that masterclass so you can get clarity, you can get the action steps, and you can know like some of the things that you need to go out there and do so you can get on track to creating that full-time income and you can actually have a clear plan for yourself. Because that's all it takes. It's just knowing the right strategies to implement, having a plan to carry it out, and then being consistent with it and making the commitment to yourself and to your family or whoever else you're doing this for to make sure you can do it and you can see the success that you are looking for. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it made things simple for you and it helps you to really process things to see how possible it is for anybody to build the kind of business that they want. Because I don't like when I see things online where people are trying to make stuff sound so elitist or complicated and like it's out of reach for people. I'm like, all of us are just regular people out here and nobody's better than anybody else. Nobody's smarter than anybody else. And we just need to just open up the information channels and just spread the word. Like really, I just love spreading the word to just let more people know that you do have control over your life. You do have control over your income and you have control over your circumstances. And it just takes knowing the right steps and thinking the right way, having the right mindset so you can create the life and the business that you want. So yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or your night whenever you're listening to this thing. And don't forget, get into that masterclass right now so you can get these action steps to get those high paying clients. And yeah, and hopefully I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your business, selling your service online, make sure you check out my free masterclass on the 3 steps to book high paying clients consistently in the show notes. I will talk to you in the next episode.